Hi, everyone. It's your country in the picture, the picture one. I grew up in a small village in Yasak municipality and went to school there. You can see the school. After that, I went to Palau Intermediate School. But during that time, the Dutch territory did not have any all the district didn't have high school. We only had one central school, high school. It was located in front of the Tsuk the first time, and then later they moved to Panape. So what we did was, when we finished the intermediate schools, in junior high, we call now junior high schools, then everybody go to that school. We call it Pacific Island Central School, which was located in Panape. We had to travel by ship. We didn't have any airplane. We had only two seaplanes. Those planes were used by the government officials to travel between the islands, to monitor the islands, and also to bring mayors to the islands. But the rest of traveling was done by boat, by ship. And we didn't have passenger ship. We all have to travel by cargo ship. So we didn't have cabins, so we have to stay on deck. They pick up the tent, and we have to stay under that tent. And during the day, it was really hot, and we had to provide our own food. So we had to bring food that will last for maybe 3 days or so. So we had to, a ship was back from Guam, bringing cargoes, then go to Yap, from Yap, unload some of the cargoes and pick up Japanese students, then come to Palau. Then also unload the cargoes and then pick up Palauan students. So now we have Japanese in Palawan. We have to travel to Chuuk. And it took 4 to 5 days from here to Chuuk from on the boat, on the ship. And sometimes the water was rough, so the girls had a hard time because they had to, some of them got seasick and vomiting, and, you know, the ship go up and down and sideways, so, you know, it makes people get seasick. And we go to Chuuk and unload some cargoes, then we pick up Chuuk students, and then go to one of them. So that's another 2 days from Chuuk to one of them. And then another ship will bring Marshallese and Kushain from the east to one of them. So we only had that one central school in one of them. They call it Pacific Island Central School. So I attended school in Panape. After 3 years, I came to Guam. My first time to ride on those seaplanes. It took hours from Palau to Yap. Yap did not have any seaplane ramp. So we had to park on the ocean, on the water, and then wait for the boat to come and bring the passengers and the mares, then go, and then we have to travel, fly out, Yap to Guam. And it took 4 hours from Yap to Guam on those planes. So you can see on the third picture, Guam was much developed than Palau. So we had high-rising buildings, many cars, big stores. I was surprised. And College of Guam was not a university yet. It was only a four-year college, so I attended school. Unfortunately, I didn't get any scholarship, so I had to stay with family. They call the sponsors. So we had to stay with a military family, Navy. So I stayed at NAS, now the commercial airport. Used to be, that was Navy airport. So I stayed there. I moved from house to house because, you know, the military has a short-term tour of duty, so maybe I live in one family, then the military will move, family will move to another place, so I have to move to another. It was a good experience. There was a lot of things that I learned from the family I have never had before. I had to speak English all the time. I had to do chores, like cleaning the house, moving the room, ironing clothes, wash dishes. All of these things I have never done before. So I experienced those. It was a good experience. And then I finished during that time, we get $5 a week for allowance from the sponsor, and that's the money we use to buy our clothes and whatever we need for school. So I save those money to buy my clothes and books and. But Clark Territory government paid for the tuition. So I didn't have to worry about the tuition. Then after Guam, during the Kennedy administration, the budget for Clark Territory in Greece, so the PT government build all high schools to all the districts. So now we had all the districts have high schools. So we have Marshall High School, Panape, Chug, Yap, Palau, and all the islands have high school because I think Kennedy increased the budget for territory.
A lot.
From 7 million a year to probably 40 million or something like that. It was really great.
Not for investment rates.
Yeah. So a lot of investment went to education. So when I came back from Guam, we had high school in Palau. So I was able to teach in high school.
And that's how you started as an educator?
Started as an educator.
Thank you.
Then I went to 1980. I went back to University of Hawaii, got my master's degree, and that's the fourth one. You look at more high-rise buildings. At the Manoa, I got my master's degree in linguistics. Hawaii was really a nice place. You know, they had a public transportation, so you can travel all over the islands. Not like Guam. Guam didn't have any public transportation. So if you want to go somewhere, you have to ride with your friend or you take a taxi.